a few people around last night, spoke for a few minutes, but I think that was easier before the impact of the tragedy and the extent of the tragedy took on some reality. Shasmais, you hear something and you don't really digest it, you don't really get what's going on. When you start to hear names, people who directly or indirectly knew someone, had a friend, it just becomes like so real, so overwhelmingly real, so personally, just it touches everyone. Then you hear details of what happened. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know if anybody knows exactly. And all kinds of other thoughts go through your mind. Like, it's very confusing and it's very overwhelming. But I think times like this, and unfortunately, we've been through trials and tribulations and tragedies throughout our existence. And there is the way that we cope. And it's the coping mechanism that we've used for thousands of years to be able to remain alive and to flourish, to recuperate and bounce back from all kinds of difficult and tragic situations of differing magnitudes, but one life is a Olam Mole, so reality, they're all very similar. At times like this, I think the formula is really very simple. The implementation of the formula is very difficult. The formula is, there's no accidents. Just as Chaim said, every bullet has an address, and we've been saying for over a year, every virus has an address. Every victim of whatever the tragedy is addressed. It's all addressed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no accidents. And the initial reaction to that could be anger. Good people, innocent people. And one might be forgiven for that anger. But it's very mistaken. Forgive me, it's very foolish. Because, believe it or not, we all deep down believe it. Know it or not, we all deep down know it. Kol mad ovid rachmono letavovid. Everything Hashem does, and that includes everything that's done, is letav, is for good. Ay, how could you make such a statement? How could you dare to defile the people that suffered or are continuing right now to suffer, like lost their lives and their families and their... Well, the reason we make the statement is because Chazal tell us, and what Chazal tell us is Torah miSinai. That's, we receive it kemeishe mipi agvura, Mesh Rabbeinu, Meshe kibul Torah miSinai, Mesor li Yeshua, Miskenim, Menevim. That's what we have today. So we know the facts. On an intellectual level, it makes it easier to mitigate the tragedy. On an emotional level, doesn't necessarily help too much, because tragedy is tragedy. But if we truly internalize the message, and we focus and refocus, and look at the giants of our past, Nochem Ish Gamzu comes to the Caesar of Rome carrying a box of dirt as a gift from the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, because the Goyim had switched the gold and jewels and whatever he had, a gift to appease the Caesar, a box of dirt. And Nochem wasn't fazed. Either he knew it before, according to one Girsa. Seems the Maral has that Girsa too, according to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. He opened it up, and then he was surprised to find what was there. Gamzu l'toivo. With the fullest sense of that deepest emotion of trust in Hashem, that this was good. I doubt that Nochem could have imagined how it could possibly be good. Forgive me, I don't know, maybe he did. We can't know what he could imagine, but it's irrelevant. He knew it was good. He knew the facts. It was good. Turned out, of course, that sometimes we're not zeiche to see the good in our lifetime or in this world. And in the case of death and such tragedies, that's usually the case. But we know it. If we didn't know that this world is just a piece of an eternity, part of a continuum that starts wherever it started with Briyas Olam and goes on forever and ever, we wouldn't be able to cope with the tragedies of life. Rabbi Akiva was maspid his son Reb Shimon, and at the Chesped he said some very strange things. He says, well, 10,000 people, I think it says, came to Tveria for the Levaya, and he says, you brought me Nechoma. Even had I buried 7 sons, you would also have brought me Nechoma. Don't think it's easy to bury a son, but you brought me Nechoma because now I know my son is a Ben Olam Haba. Whether it was caused or whether it's a sign, but I know he's a Ben Olam Haba. Strange speech he's making. You know, even had I buried 7 sons, that one son is not enough. I don't think it's easy to bury a son. Who would have had such a thought? It seems that Nechoma is an emotional impossibility, or almost an impossibility. How could you have Nechoma? How could you have Nechoma for a tragedy? How could you attempt to even find Nechoma for a tragedy? It's like, look, think. You know, and here, I think we mentioned last night, the numbers, they're getting bigger, but Chamono Litzlan, but they're numbers that we can comprehend. It's not like millions. It's numbers that we can count. It's the reality of it. It's not a statistic. It's tangible. It's touchable. So, Nechoma. But yet, he says there is one Nechoma, that despite the fact there can't be Nechoma, or Nechoma is almost impossible. And that's, he's a Ben Olam Haba. This world is a very temporary place. Unfortunately, tragedies remind us of our mortality and the mortality of everybody who walks the face of the earth. So, if we didn't know that the neshama lives on forever, if we didn't know that this world is a brief experience, just to be able to be zeiche to the ultimate, which is the Olam Haba, the Olam Emes, the Olam Hanitzchi, then wouldn't be able to tolerate what goes on here. In fact, even without tragedy, you wouldn't be able to tolerate what goes on here. What's Yemeshna saying about him Shivim Shona, Vim Gvura Ishmonim Shona, Vroma Omo Vove, Kigos Chish Van Ufa. It's all over. Before you get started, it's almost all over. But this is just Hayoim La Soysom, Mocho La Kabul Schorom. This is the proizdor that leads to the Traklin. We need that. And that's true. And that's, maybe it seems that that's the only way to find some sense of nechoma. It's people are here for a short time, some people for a longer time, some people for a shorter time. Hashem has his cheshbonis with each one. There are neshomas that come from previous doiras that had to come back to be mashlim, their tafkid here. Sometimes we never know it until it's over, and even then we don't know. We don't know for sure. Maybe there are mekubolim that know these things. I don't know. But that's the reality. That's what we have. And we have to be able to focus on the broader picture and realize that everything is from Hashem. Everything is with Cheshbon. If there was a random stampede, there was not random hezek. It was not random death. Nothing is random. It's all controlled. And ultimately, we can't really expect to understand everything. As I mentioned last night, that the need to understand is very great. It seems from Eoiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the true answer to Eoiv's suffering, which he was pondering for 38 prokim, until finally he says to him, Eifo ha'yisa b'yosti oretz, Perek lamed ches, you weren't around for the beginning of time. You don't see the whole panorama. You're not upstairs and seeing the needle point of everything interconnected and why it has to be. All you see is the threads that are hanging down here that seem so hefker, so arbitrary, so stupid, so... something's wrong. Eov, it seems, couldn't understand that until he really attempted to try to figure something out. I guess at the point of total frustration, then he's ready to be makabel. So it's hard to be makabel. It's hard to be makabel. We don't know. You can't answer, oh, we don't know. You can't answer like the quick answer that they asked this Chassidus Rebbe, why during the Holocaust you they asked him during the Holocaust why Hashem allows all this to happen. And his answer was, I learned a long time ago, I don't ask him why, because I'm afraid if I ask him why, he'll say, you want to know why? Be my guest, come on upstairs, and I'll show you the whole story, and I'm not quite ready to go. That's true, but it's harsh. We crave to understand, we crave to know. And Rashi, before he says Eifo Yisa V'Yos the Oretz on the pasuk before, says the pshat that Hashem was meramis to him that he's going to have children again, he's going to have his wealth again and his health. We need even a touch of optimism in order to be able to be mekabel that we don't understand. Optimism, I don't know. Maybe we'll hear stories of nisim, of the people that were saved. The Maisa, that's one of the only ways that we coped with the Holocaust. Because every time you hear of a tragic event, and then if Zel Umazeh, you hear Nisim Benefloys of how people were saved from the Holocaust. And there were millions of such people with millions of such stories. That sort of emotionally balances it out. Intellectually, it doesn't make it easier, to understand, but emotionally. And it's really the emotion that we're dealing with, because the intellectual is very clear. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, has a cheshma for everything. Each person was nigzar on Rosh Hashanah, it was sealed on Yom Kippur, And it was all ultimately in the best interests of the individual, and believe it or not, their family, and the Klal Yisrael. It's harsh words, it's harsh concepts, it's hard concepts for sure, but that's the way we have to look at it. There is no other way. There is no other way. And part of the strength that comes, that we can derive to be able to cope with things like this, comes from what the Sipunu learns in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Ishbar lo yedoch si lo yom nesois. Foolish people can't understand. Refrach Roshoyim to Esev. Yishom do madayad. Roshoyim is surviving and flourishing in this world to be destroyed forevermore in the real world. Very difficult concept. Why is it so difficult? Makes a lot of sense. Obviously, it's an emotional difficulty. But the raya that it's an emotional difficulty is the answer the Sipurna says is Tzadik Hator Yifroch. Or Yenuvim Besevo Desheinev Rananim Yu. You see the Tzadik in his old age, and he's still fresh and vibrant and still learning and doing mitzvahs and Lahagid Ki Yosher Hashem V'lo Yavlo Soboi. This shows me, this teaches me that Hashem is Yosher, that the Kasha was no Kasha. The kasha was an intellectual kasha. This doesn't answer the kasha. But the kasha was an emotional question. I see the Rosha flourishing. I see tzaddikim. I see Yidden going to the kever of Reb Shmuel Bar Yochai on Lag BaOmer, and such a tragedy takes place. So it's overwhelmingly emotional. But yet, when we see people that have suffered tragedy and survived, The platim that came out of Europe, many of them, the Kloisenberger Rebbe lost his whole family. It was just his yahrzeit, I understand, this week, yesterday, day before, I don't know. So and he lost whole family and built as if nothing happened. Ponovizhirov came, built the people. Who knows that hundreds of such people that suffered such losses, and yet they came and they built and they rebuilt the world. And Lahagid Ki Yosher Hashem, that seems to be the answer to the questions that bother us at a time like this. The questions are not intellectual, they're not rational, because Kol Mada Over Rachmol Tavovim, like it or not, believe it or not, that's the reality. But the answers, the emotional, there's a nitzchius. Nothing is by accident. Everything is with a cheshbon. Kol mada ovrach mo letavovid. Oilom chesed yibone. Kila oilom chastoi. Kila oilom chastoi. We really should be able to say Hallel, as David HaMelech said, chesed u mishpot oshiro. Al chesed oshiro, al mishpot oshiro. We should theoretically be able to say Hallel. We can't. The most we could say is Dayan Ho'eves. We don't have that ability. But we know intellectually, emotionally we can't. Intellectually we know the truth. And emotionally we have to be strengthened by the realization of the brevity of this world and the eternity of the next, and the images of all those giants who are able to cope with tragedy by just building and continuing and growing and steiging themselves in their own ruchnius and looking inside and mifashfish b'maaseihem, and to see how they can improve and what they can do more, and then to build the world, and then meshiva yeshiva al kivrom, and that they built and built to on all the losses, they built upon those losses buildings and accomplishments that never could have happened before. That has to be the source of the chomer to us. If a person is truly misbeinen and has confidence in the Chesed Hashem, than when the results seem disappointing, it really is not a disappointment, because I know it's chesed. Emotionally, it hurts. It's all chesed. I don't know what else to say. I think that there's a nechoma that comes from doing something about it. People who have suffered tragic loss, who have dedicated moistus, built programs, built yeshivas, written sforim, dedicated sifrei Torah, even those that couldn't do anything more than put a plaque up on the wall of some shul or some beis medrash that to remember this person who shouldn't be forgotten. There's something about doing something in the world of ruchnius that provides a sense of nechama. It would seem to me that if we want to shake ourselves out of the confusion and the pain and the disillusionment and the discomfort that we feel, each one according to who he is and who he knew and what his shaychus is, I think if we all dedicate ourselves to do better, to do something, going to do something more, it should be a schus for all these people that suffered. Maybe there are ways we could help. I'm sure there's going to be campaigns for families and for this. And certainly the power of the learning, the koyach ha-toyro, the koyach ha-tfilo. Right now this sounds like maybe 150 or more, I don't think they even know, people that are, you know, have been hurt, some in critical condition that we could be mispowered for. Some names we may know, some names we don't know, but Kodesh Baruch Hu knows their names. I think if we do something, not only will we accomplish, but we'll also find greater strength and greater ability to get beyond this and maybe even to use it as an impetus to do more good. And that, of course, will be a great schus. Anyone, in any way, who indirectly inspires, even if it's just through tragic loss of life, that ruchnius is furthered in the world, it's a tremendous schus for the neshoma. And neshomas that leave this world can't do anything for themselves. Ayoyim la'asoysom, u'mochol kabel schorom. But we could do for them. And if we do for them, we'll not only accomplish for them, and certainly for the living, to help that they should have a refuah, but we'll be able to bring about a great source of nechoma and strengthen ourselves, and in the process of so doing, possibly even take ourselves to a level of chizuk and a level of dveikus b'Hashem that was not accessible to us even before. And to the contrary, rather than letting such tragic events interfere with our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the ability to transpose them into conduits to bring us closer to Hashem. The neshamas of these people should be able to be zeicha la'ela la'ela nishmosam tzrua b'tzrua chayim, and the people that have been hurt and are right now in various dangerous matzovim should all have a refuah, and all the mishpochas of everyone involved should have nechoma. We should all beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that such tragedies and all of the tragedies that happen and have happened and continue to happen should be endless, should be ended. And in the words of Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say, Mi sha'omar lo'olam dai, Hashem, who said, die to the ispashtus of the world when he created it, should say, die enough to Atzoros.